This episode of the Bob and Brian Binge is brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
Do the formal introduction.
Boys and girls, Joe Panos.
Hey!
Who'd you hate facing?
The guy who no one ever heard of, his name is Jumpy Gathers. He was.
I heard of Jumpy Gathers. Sure.
He was... You look when a schedule come out, the first thing you would do is tell me I don't play the New Orleans Saints. That's where you play the time. Go tell me I don't play the New Orleans Saints. You're looking. You're like, oh, God, thank you. I don't play Jumpy Gathers.
He was just trouble for you. Was he trouble for everybody?
For everyone. He didn't embarrass you. He didn't embarrass you. Absolutely. Only not on run blocking. He didn't care about run blocking. He get pissed off if you blocked him against the run. Like, you know, I'm not going to go for the ball, Joe. What are you doing? He just wanted to embarrass you with pass protection. He would lay down before every training. I got a buddy of mine who went to training camp with him. This is on his last leg in Atlanta, and he'd say, "I'll give any rookie $500 who I won't put on his back on one-on-one pass protection," and he never paid off. Never had to. He had this thing called the forklift. He was huge. He was 6'9", okay?
This is a movie called The Forklift?
The Forklift. This is the move.
How do these things get named, by the way?
You know who called it the forklift? Madden called him the forklift.
Okay.
All right. He was huge. He was 6'9", big, long arms. He'd line up against a guard, of course, which sucked. Because my rookie year, I had to go against this guy. All right. He would line up against you, and then
you were just out of the wave pool at the Dells at this point, exactly. And you're blocking.
I'm blocking Jumpy Guy as the forklift. Who's this Jumpy? I never heard of this Jumpy Guy. What is he doing? I'm watching film. Like, oh, it's like that Rolex commercial. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
What he does is he take his right arm and he'd swing it underneath really low, and he'd get underneath your arm and by the end of the play, his arm is grabbing the back of your pants, and with his other arm he has in your chest, and he's lifting you off and you're on your toe, you're you know what I mean, you're on your toes going back, not on both toes, on one going back. The problem is he was so big and stiff. He wasn't very agile, so he'd make you look like an absolute fool because he'd run right past the quarterback with you in his arms. You know what I mean? Like your little baby. He was an absolute monster.
There's some footage somewhere of you.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, I'll tell you a story. You'd lose sleep against this guy. I feared no one except for Jumpy Gathers. I'm like, because he was impossible to block. Best guy I ever seen block was Guy McIntyre because he fought against them for years and years. And like, you know, they got in the league together 25 years ago, whatever.
And they saw each other twice a year, right? In New Orleans and San Francisco.
Right. So we're playing Atlanta, and then I'm at left guard. And then I wasn't starting yet, so someone got hurt, and all of a sudden, Panos, get in there. I'm like, who's hurt? I go, so-and-so's hurt, left guard. I'm like, I go left guard. And Jumpy Gathers, thank God, is over the right guard. Okay, he's giving him fits all day. And unfortunately, we were losing, so we're at the two-minute offense, so we're going to pass.
Right.
So I'm like, this is, you know, I'm like, oh, God, don't line up against me. That's all I say. So center's uncovered. I got some other moron in front of me who's not very good, and all of a sudden, he goes inside, okay? And when he goes inside really flat, that means there's going to be a looper coming around.
Right.
Someone's going to replace him, you know? So he goes inside. I shut him down. And here comes a looper. And the next thing I remember, all I could remember was...
It's never good when these stories go to the next thing I remember.
All I remember... Yeah. I'm waiting
first, kind of a dark...
Right.
passage of time where you don't really...
I shut the guy down. I'm doing my job. Everything's great. And then all
you think you're doing a great
I
job.
I am. As of right now, I'm doing a textbook job.
Will Ted tell Fred you were doing a great job with this quarterback?
I shut the guy down, and the next thing I remember, I got an arm underneath me, right, grabbing my pants, and I got another arm in my chest, and I'm on one toe.
Played right into what they wanted you to do.
Absolutely.
Right.
And then I'm hopping, bang, bang, bang. throw the ball.
Who was the quarterback?
Randall Cunningham at the time. Throw the ball. Oh, God.
So that move is illegal, right?
That's holding. It's very legal. It's very legal.
Okay.
No one can do it. No one does it. No one does it now. No,
right.
It's impossible. It's only he could do it.
These moves don't get handed around from guy to guy.
And he didn't have any sacks. He just embarrassed the hell out of the guards because he couldn't get off you. Because, you know, you're in a bear hug. He's bear hugging you, and you can't throw you to get the quarterback.
Your feet are off the ground, so you're basically defensive. You can't stop him at
that point. You can't do anything. You're on one leg, hopping back. Hey, like a pogo stick.